retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You were literally too stupid to insult. Thank you.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
At my feet.
On the sunny side of the street.
It's interesting sometimes to find out what it is that people really like to listen to and what people don't like, and sometimes it's a total surprise. We'll do things that we think are kind of interesting and find out there are people who didn't think it was interesting at all. You know, usually not in great numbers, but some things you do, you think, oh, everybody's going to like this. No, everybody didn't. I played my wife snoring yesterday. The response is unbelievable. People, men and women, and more women than men, said, I wet my pants listening. One woman said, I pulled off the road. Dan, you gave me the email from her. Here, hang on.
No, okay. No, that was...
I did.
Well, oh, you...
Somebody in the back, yeah.
Let me see what I did.
Was it a girl or a guy that pulled off the road?
I thought it was a woman. Here it is, right here. It says... I'm sorry, it's a guy. He says, I'm writing to tell Frank O'Pinion that the recording he played on the air on Tuesday the 15th of his wife sleeping, parentheses, snoring, was the funniest thing I have ever heard in my life. I'm 58 years old. I have never written to or called a radio station before. I had to pull off the road because I could not stop laughing. Thank you. I appreciate and enjoy the show. I just wanted you to know that. So that snoring caused somebody who's never called or written a station, that single thing,
wow,
caused them to do something they've never done before. In case you missed it, here now for your listening pleasure, just a small portion of, and I'm not going to plug it into the system. It seemed to work pretty well holding it up,
yeah,
to the microphone. For your listening pleasure, recorded two nights ago, night before last, at 12:30 a.m. That would have been 12:30 in the morning
Tuesday.
Of the 15th. Yeah, today's the 16th. Tuesday, yeah. Morning, officially, since it's 12:30, it would have been the 15th. Here now, my wife on my, and I'll set the stage for you, the scene. I sleep on the right. If you're looking up at the ceiling, I'm on the right, she's on the left. She sleeps with her back to me. I think all married guys know what that's about. They're afraid you might bump or touch something.
Does she still have that big pillow that she puts in?
Yes, the pillow that I pee on. For the few things I remember in my life, I'll go to my death bed remembering that peon referred to the pillow my wife puts between herself and me. Now, her back is already against me.
Yeah.
That's not enough separation. No. She wants a pillow, and he named it the Great Wall of Gina.
Yes.
That is in the Hall of Fame top five cleverest ad libs ever to be heard on this show.
Yeah.
So the scene is 12:30 a.m. It's pitch dark because she cannot stand any light in the time. If I reach over and hit my phone to check something, the light from the screen, even though it's blocked by my big fat body, the surrounding glow of it.
Oh, yeah.
And the pillow.
The glow.
And we'll wake her. I got a pillow and my body between me and the phone. She can still see it. So you have a dark room. You have a sound machine with Thank you. That's ocean surf, in case you didn't recognize
it. Seascape.
So you'll hear the ocean.
Now, do you guys take that sound machine on trips when you go?
No, there's one in our phone. Each of our phones, we have an app, and it's called Sleep Machine.
Oh.
And so you can get those rain, like storm, or beach things on your phone. So that's what you'll hear, that whew, that's the ocean. And then you're going to hear something that sounds like it's coming from the belly of an alien or an exorcism. So for those who missed it, let me play. Here we go. Let's see here. That's the ocean. That creaking, that's her. It gets a little better after this one. Now she ramps it up right here. Now it'll start to get even better. It's a kind of a in there, too.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Now, let me go to snore number one. I have it labeled. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Okay, that's not horrible.
No.
Now the dying calf sound comes in. This is actually her, not enhanced, not edited. Okay, here comes a good one. I have about 4 minutes of that stuff, and thank you for the emails and the response, and you know, we're here to please.
Oh, my goodness.
Good afternoon and welcome. Officially, I forgot to welcome you to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 16th day of September, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No,
what is that? 3rd of June? 3rd of June, that's right. Ode to Billy Joe. And I feel in a really good mood today. I'm in an outstanding mood today. Got some pretty good news yesterday that I can't share with you that's put me in a good mood. And it's not financial. I get any money back from taxes. Nobody died and inherited any money. It's just a change in the landscape that I think is good. And I shouldn't be in a good mood. I was at the casino last night, and I lost my kid's inheritance there. And I, I was bad. And I'm still in a good mood. And that's the true test of how sick you are and how serious your gambling trouble is. When you lose a significant amount of money and you walk out, can't wait to come back. That's sick. Hey. It's sick. But I'm still in a really good mood. It is, here's
text.
It's a text from, it's somebody I know. My husband will get me back, but this is him on our last vacation. Somebody sent me.
They're sending you snoring clips now, too?
Yeah, let me make sure there's no voice on it. This is somebody's husband. Hang on here, let me make sure there's no voice on it. Hold on, this might be interesting. I'd like to compare, somebody's snoring my wife's snoring. Let's see. No, that's not as bad as my wife.
That's long, though. It kind of...
that's all it is. That's pretty short. No, that's nothing.
It sounds like a gargle or something.
Yeah, that didn't even take second place to my wife. My wife's got a combination of creaking door, saw, and dying animal.
Yes.
And exorcism.
Yeah.
All in one snore. We start the show usually like that. I tell you what I'd like to do. If I do one bit of business, it opens up the rest of the hour for lots of dialogue and conversations. Let me do that. And a reminder, too, that at about 4:15, Dr. Doug Pernikoff comes along. He is your pet's best friend, a veterinarian. It's a little Q&A. And he's here. No charge to help you with your questions about your pets. So make a note of that. That's about 4:15. I'll kick it off with Window World. Then we will see what's, if anything, is in the Burke segment. Window World makes windows. They also actually in the door business. They do some other things, too. And they'll tell you about that if you're interested. But 98% of what I've ever talked about is their window business, because that's the bulk of their window business. But I will tell you, if you go to them for doors or siding or whatever, you can bet that they put the same quality materials in that they do with their windows. You can't see, it's like Oric. You can't have a company that makes a great product, what many think is the best in the industry, and then turn around and carry something else that's crap. It'll destroy, it'll actually hurt the other business that you have that's so good. So whatever you do for Window World, it's going to be first class. $189. That is a price that got lots of people's attention. Not lots of people's attention. And I'll tell you whose attention it really caught was the attention of competitors. So the competitors, a couple of them, had a meeting at some point, and they went, hey, look here. These people are kicking our butts. They're selling a window for $189. What do we do? So they hired probably a consulting company, and they came back and said, okay, we've spent 6 months looking at this and working. Here's what we think you should do. Price your window at $189. That way, they'll think it's just as good because it's the same price. It might even confuse them. And the boss said, that's great. How much do we owe you? And the consulting company said, $500,000. Here's the check, money well spent. That's what they did. It didn't work. It didn't work. Their second biggest competitor, who prices their windows at $189, only sells one-fifth as many windows. And a lot of that business is probably to idiots who think they're doing business with Window World. They just see $189 and go, hey, there's that company that we hear about. No. It's not that company. That company is Window World, and there's only one. That's not true. There are lots of them because they're all over the country, but in the St. Louis area, Missouri side, Illinois side, it's locally owned and operated by a couple of great guys named John and Jim. I've met them. I've been to see their headquarters. This is a very impressive company and a very charitable company. So if you need windows or doors or siding or whatever they do, and they do a lot of stuff, here's how to contact them, windowworldst.louis.com. Now, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, this has been, I'll tell you, the Burke segment's been hot lately.
But I know we have a guest first, and I think the guest should go first.
Yeah, we have somebody's
back from vacation.
Oh, I understand what happens if you want to participate in the Burke segment and you're not a regular in-studio cast member, you have to fill out an application.
Right.
And I have his in front of me. It's from Tim Weiland. And the application just says reasons why you think you should be considered to participate in the Burke segment. And it starts with, like, your name is Tim Weiland.
Right.
Do you have anything you think is worthy? Yes. And then it says address and some information, too, about, you know, what hospital you were born, your wife. A lot of information about her wife, bus size, and you know, things that people wouldn't think would be necessary.
Right. Right.
But we're thorough.
Yes.
Thorough.
You have to go through the screening process.
And so we've signed off on it. We stamped, you know, approved.
Well, not knowing what it is.
Right. But he says in the application that it's going to be interesting. And if it's not, that's fraud. And
absolutely.
We will go after him.
Punishable
with both barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have Scott Sherman file the paperwork and go after him. So here now with something he says is worthy of the Burke segment, please welcome Tim Weiland.
Hey, welcome back, Tim.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hi, guys.
Where'd you go on vacation?
I stayed home.
That's a staycation, Tim.
I painted.
Hold on a minute.
Like an artist?
We have an advertiser, Precision Coatings.
You know what? And they're coming to our house tomorrow night.
Because you screwed it up.
No. I painted. I did a garage, and I just did some different things that I could do.
Wow.
But there's some stuff I cannot do. I told my wife, I said, call Precision Painting. They're coming out tomorrow.
Precision Coating.
And yeah.
He told his wife to call them, too. Yeah, you got things to do.
Call them.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand. Some things you couldn't paint. Why were these things out of off limits? What?
Because the living room is a huge living room,
and
it's got a ceiling that's probably about 16 feet tall.
And so you have a wife. You just said you have a wife. Do you have a ladder?
Yeah, but I think these guys will do a lot better job than I will.
It's not about that. It's about letting her do it and screwing it up so you have something to yell at her about. What you should have done is you let her get up on that ladder. God forbid she gets hurt. But you let her get on the ladder, and then when it's all done, and she goes, whew, what a project that was. You go, yeah, and one not done very well.
Yeah.
I guess I'll now just have to call Precision Coatings and get it done right.
That looks like crap.
You
looks
missed wrong. An opportunity here.
Yeah, I'm old. I guess I'm a little old-fashioned.
Well, I hope you like what they have to say. They're really good at what they do. And by the way, they have a ton of business now, thanks to the AM and the PM crowd. Precision Coatings. So thank you for considering them. And now, because you said that, even if your Burke segment contribution sucks, we don't care because you have Precision Coatings coming out. So what do you have? What do you have?
That's kind of what I was hoping we'd do. First, I want to say I'm AM and a PM. I haven't done that in a year. So.
Yeah.
And being off, it made me
doing
really...
Doing what?
When I was off, it made me really...
Being off.
He said being off.
When I was
off. You did that on your staycation, too?
I would.
Of course he did. English. He's married.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, it just made me appreciate, you know, being in the airplane.
His wife comes home and goes, I can't believe it. I came home from work, and there was Tim at the house being off.
Yeah. And you wanted to be
painting
a part of the Burke segment.
Yeah.
All you know you're going to get interrupted.
Painting the floor.
While I was painting,
That's disgusting. Edit that out.
All right. So while I was painting, I had a chance to listen to the show. And, you know, in the airplane and stuff, there is so much going on. I don't always get to hear everything that's going on. And, you know, there's two-way radios. There's communication inside the cockpit. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So I really got a chance to listen and listen well. And it.
When was this? What day?
Thursday, Friday, Monday and yesterday.
You know what? Those were our best shows, except for Friday.
I think so.
I thought so. And so anyway, it's just to let you know how good... I'm sorry. So it just let me know how good your show is. Anybody that's been in broadcasting would kill to do what you guys do.
Well,
so
thank you, Tim.
We appreciate that. Now, the second thing was about your wife snoring and my wife snoring. I'm going to touch this just a little bit, but I recorded my wife at one time, and she swears that I doctored it up. I took it to the broadcast.
No, they always like to claim that.
And then she turns around and says, well, you snore too. Well, here's the problem. She can go to sleep in 30 seconds and sleep through anything.
So can my wife, as long
and
as
she,
it's dark.
And Karen can pull me out of a deep sleep with the way she snores, and then I have to go in the living room and sleep on the couch. So,
and let me, for those who doubt this, let me just say, I've slept with Tim's wife, and she does snore. She really does snore, so I'm just verifying. Go ahead.
It's pretty loud. All right. And the second thing was, I heard you talking about your son's friend who got pulled over by the police.
Yes, and had a gun put on him.
And this happened to my dad in the 70s when he was going to, he worked at Union Electric, which is down in South County off of Fine Road. And there was an armed robbery in South County. And my dad was driving the same kind of car, a green Volkswagen Bug. And they put an all points bulletin or whatever out on it. And my dad got pulled over, surrounded by police, had guns pulled on him. And, you know, it was a learning lesson for the kids. He said, you do what the cop says, you put your hands up, you do what they say. If they handcuff you, you let them go.
Yeah.
They'll straighten it out.
They will straighten it out. And you knuckleheads who don't comply when they say, get on the ground. That's all you got to do. Just get on the ground. Put your hands
up
to put them up like Tim's dad did.
And it just reminded me when you said that, and I just wanted to pass that along. It's just one of those things where, you know, do what they say, and everything will turn out all right. Because they'll find out, you know, hey, we've got the wrong guy. You know, we're sorry, sir. And they did. They apologized, and my dad went to work, but he said it scared the bejesus out of him. So,
Centralia, Illinois. I've told this story before. I got pulled over about midnight and accused of stealing my own car. And out of the car, up against the car. I mean, I didn't sue them. They made a mistake.
Yeah.
People make mistakes, and cops make mistakes. But sometimes you can turn their mistake into something that's tragic when you decide you're going to have an attitude and you're not going to comply and you're going to be a smartass about the whole thing. It's not going to go well.
Yeah. Well, these guys... they've got a heck of a job. You know, I wouldn't want their job. My brother was a police officer for almost 20 years, and he said the same thing. You do what they say. You know, just do what they say. Even if you're in the wrong, do what they say, yes or no, sir. everything will go okay. So it did. But that's really all I had to add to it. I just, you know, just getting a chance to be off for 4 days and hear the show and just really get to appreciate the show for what it is instead of having to do traffic and listen to all the other chatter that's going on in the airplane. So thank you.
Well, Tim, thank you. Tim Weiland, everybody. The best traffic reporter on the air. With all due respect to all the other traffic reporters, only one person can be best. That doesn't mean the others are bad.
Right.
He's just the best. Thank you, Tim. There goes Tim. And now back to the Burke segment. Let's break. We come back. We'll get Dan's. Well, no, Peon has something. We'll see if Dan does. And I think Dan does. Aminis. That's how you spell Aminis. Aminis is a store. It is a, it's an unusual store inside and out. The outside of the store will jump out at you over and above everything else in the Chesterfield Valley. And they are in the valley. They're down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. I changed it up a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Oh, nice.
So the building has a copper dome top to it. Looks like it could be arena football or something, or some kind of skating rink. It's not. It's a store. It's a great store. Then you go inside, and the minute you walk in the door, your first reaction is going to be, oh, my goodness, I've never been in a store like this before. It's not laid out like anything you've ever seen. There are a lot of things in there you've never seen in any store. How many stores have you been in where they have pinball machines? Maybe none for most people. How many stores have you been in where they have arcade machines? I mean, the real art, like the kinds that are in taverns and these things that, you know, in malls where kids can go in. And at the movie theater, I've never understood this. I go to the movie theater. You ever see this? And adults even are playing arcade games at the movie theater.
I do that.
Are you there that early before the movie that you can play arcade games?
Sometimes.
Or you afterwards.
Do that? Yeah, or after.
I can see it before. If you have kids with you. I can see that. But I've never done the arcade thing at a movie. I'm there to see a movie. But they have those. How many stores have you been in where they have those? How many stores have you been in where they have beautiful, beautiful area rugs, handmade oriental rugs, as well as machine-made, unless it's just a rug store? My guess is none. The only stores that would have that would be rug stores. That's all they are. No. There's even a bigger selection at Aminis than those rug stores where all they sell are rugs. And the prices, if you know anything about handmade rugs and how long it takes to make them, and the whole everything that goes into them, you'll realize why they are so costly. But then there are people that certainly can't afford those. They still want beautiful rugs. In fact, they want rugs sometimes that you can't tell aren't handmade. They have those. They're machine-made, and they're spectacular, and they're colorful, and there's stacks and stacks of them, tons of them. They have plenty of the meanies. Jaffe Lighting upstairs. So you get the idea? There's a lot to see in this store. Give yourself a few minutes. Give yourself more than just a few minutes. You won't be sorry you did. And you're going to enjoy every minute of it. And please, please take the whole family. Take the kids, because they not only don't mind, they want the kids to play pinball and video games while you, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, whatever, look around at stuff that the kids would find boring. No kids find rugs interesting. They don't care about rugs. Unless they get on top of a stack of rugs and jump up and down them. I've seen that at Aminis, where they pile the rugs up real high. That's fun. If you're a kid, get up on there and jump up and down. Without that, kids don't care about rugs, but you do. So check it out. Just please do that and tell them your AM and the PM. This is becoming more important than ever. And maybe later today I'll tell you why. We're in a rough patch here that we've been in for a while, and I don't see any real way out of it. And it's more important than ever that the advertisers know why you are there. Okay? Just trust me on that. Thank you for doing that. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com. Don't go away. We come back. We'll get the Burke segment in here and more stuff from you and Dr. Doug after the 4 o'clock break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now, and here's Tim Weiland again.
All right, Dan, they've cleared an accident on westbound 40 before Long Road. Things are still a little bit heavy from Clarkson out to Boone's Crossing, but then things thin out. You're heavy again as you go over the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 a little heavy around 141 through Maryville Center. And then westbound 40 in downtown St. Louis, you're slowing from about Hampton out through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
It's jazz. It's blues. It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages. And it's free. This Saturday, the Big 550 welcomes fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival, showcasing St. Louis's most talented performers, plus food and drink from area restaurants. Bring your kids, strollers, and lawn chairs. For more info about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to oldwebsterjazzfest.com.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a Regions Business Banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
In 1985, SelectQuote came up with a crazy idea. Comparison shop multiple life insurance companies for a customer's best price. No face-to-face meetings, no bias, just great rates from great companies. 30 years later, that idea doesn't seem so crazy. I'm Trudy Lum, a SelectQuote agent. Today, I found Tim, a healthy 35-year-old dad, a 10-year, $500,000 life insurance policy. His price, under $19 a month. Since 1985, we've saved over a million families millions of dollars on life insurance. See how much you can save today.
Get your free quote now. Visit SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-700-3866. That's 1-800-700-3866. 1-800-700-3866. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-319-5269. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-319-5269. 1-800-319-5269.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474. These hailstorms have done a number on your roof. Call me Billy Berry. I'm the roofing man. My phone number is 636-294-7663. I've been doing roofs all over St. Louis for decades. I'd be honored to do your roof. I'm locally owned and operated. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
I'm your roofing man. My name's Billy. Call me now.
Berry Construction Storm Repair, 636-294-7663.
Enjoy an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music out on the terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. Visit their gift shop for souvenir glasses, wine racks, and other wine accessories. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to spend a relaxing afternoon at Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. See their website at sugarcreekwines.com.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Bennett.
Yeah.
Recognize his music anywhere. It's time for the Bert segment. It goes like, should I talk to this person first?
Dan? Oh, you can, yeah.
What? Give me the name.
His name's Chuck.
Let me talk to Chuck, then we'll do the Bert segment. Listeners come first. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
First, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Chuck.
Hallelujah. I wanted to mention, you was talking about doing the wrong thing to get pulled over. About 1966, I used to drive a lot of different sports cars, and back then I had a MGA, and it was a little roadster, and it was a midnight blue, a beautiful little car.
And I'm familiar with an MG Midget and an MGB. What was the MGA?
MGA was a roadster.
The one with a little tire on the back?
No, not that. No, it was, do you know what Austin Healey looks like?
Sure, Austin Healey Sprite?
No, 3000.
Okay.
An old Healey 3000, well... Anyway, it looked like a small Healy.
Anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you did.
It was a midnight blue, beautiful little car, and we're driving, me and my buddies coming back from down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we was coming up some of these country roads. We was out in the country here in southern Illinois, and this Healy 3000, same color, midnight blue, with three guys in it, come driving like crazy out here in the country, and nothing else out there, and they come up to an intersection, and they... almost ran over us, and they was running around crazy. I said, well, them guys must be drunk. And my buddy said, yeah, they look just like us, you know, because we had about the same looking cars, too.
Now, you said three, like hang on, hold on, you said three guys. I'm big picturing a little two-seater convertible, no?
Yes.
Oh, they're all crammed in a two-seater.
Right, it's got a little occasional seat in the back.
Oh, man.
Where a guy can sit back there, you know, if you want to put something back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, uncomfortably, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So there was three guys in there, so that tells you that they was doing something stupid, three people in a two-seater. But anyway, they was driving insane.
Anyway.
And, huh?
No, you did it again. Anyway, you got...
They were driving insane. And we went about 15 minutes later, here comes a cop right up out here in the country throwing the lights on me, you know. So I went ahead and pulled over. And they come up real cautious, you know, and... there's two cops got off, and I think they were state cops. And they came up, and my buddy said, man, we're in trouble. I said, no, we didn't do anything. And so I sat there cool, and I, you know, the cop asked for my license. I showed it to him, and he said, we got reports on you running around. I said, no, you got reports on a Healy 3000. I said, they about run over us. So if I would have gave that cop some noise, I'd have been in a lot of trouble out there. There wouldn't have been any witnesses. They could have whooped us both, you know. But... I complied because I knew that they were right. There were some crazy people driving around in a car that looked just like ours.
So my My advice when that happens is when the police approach your car, what you really should do is you're in a convertible, so they can see in the car. You look over at them and go, don't you pigs have anything better to do?
Yeah.
What the hell? Like that.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Ball honey. Between your legs?
Yeah. Now, I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah. No, I can understand these here people that when they get pulled over, they get smarting off to a cop. That is just completely insane.
And a friend that had an
I get pulled over, my hands stay on the steering wheel until I'm instructed what to do.
I had a friend that had an Austin Healey Sprite, and like MGs and a lot of those other British cars, every other day the thing wouldn't even start. If the humidity changed, the carburetor got all screwed up. Did you have problems, or did it run pretty well for you?
Well, that their little MG, I've had many sports cars, but that little MG, when it get cold, it get down to 10 degrees or something. It even had a crank in the trunk. I have sometimes get that crank out and give it a whirl.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you want to hear, you got time to hear my great MG B story?
Yes.
There was a dealership. This was a long time ago. My wife and I had been married a couple of years, and I've always liked sports cars and convertibles, and so I'm at a dealership, and there's no, I can't hurt anybody's feelings if I mention there's no dealership anymore for MG or MGB. It doesn't matter. So. It's a St. Louis dealer. He's still around, but he doesn't sell it. So I go there one day, and he was a Jaguar MG dealer. And I've always loved cars, and I've never been able to just drive by and not stop if I saw something I like. So I stopped and actually met the owner. And he said, can I help you? And I said, you know what? You see two cars I've always been interested in, and I've never had one. I'm really not in the market. But, boy, oh, boy, I've never driven a Jaguar. So he gives me the keys and lets me take down the road in the Jaguar. And I came back, and I said, I could never afford it. I said, the only thing I maybe could afford was, boy, I've always liked those MGs. I'm too big for the MG, but the MGB, if you remember, Chuck, was a little bigger. Yeah. MGB. So he said, let's put you in one of those, take it for a drive. And I said, I won't, and I'll tell you why. I said, I'll be honest with you. Everything I hear about MGB is that they are temperamental. They won't start half the time. The electrical systems are screwy. He said, no. He said, it used to be that way. He said, but it's not anymore. Those days are over. He said, they are very, very dependable. I'm not making this up. So he says, here, why don't you take it home? He said, are you married? I said, yeah. He said, go get your wife. Get your wife, top down, nice day, take a little cruise around and come back and tell me what you think. And I said, I really am not interested in this car because of the reputation. He said, I'm telling you, please, he insisted, gave me the key, said, we'll take good care of your car. Take off and have fun. So I took off. It was chocolate brown, not a color I would want, but brand new convertible. I go home. And I go in and get my wife, and I said, hey, come out here. Now, my wife doesn't really care about convertibles, but in the early days when we were first married, she did things to please me. She would be agreeable because we hadn't been married long enough yet for the truth.
And she liked you still.
And she still kind of liked me back then. So she comes outside. I get behind the wheel. It will not start. It absolutely won't start. I thought, well, I flooded it. Remember those days when you could flood a car? I tried everything, and now the battery's running down. So I had to call, go in the house and call. They sent a guy out who had to tow it and then gave me a ride back to that. And I just handed the guy the keys, and I went, hey, arrest my case. It wouldn't even start. So that's my great story about MGBs, but that was the reputation of most all those British cars, that their electrical systems were weird.
And well, they were negative ground. They was grounded backwards from ours.
And they were 6 volts.
They was positive ground.
I don't know anything about that. I just know they had a bad reputation. Hey, Chuck, I'm glad you called. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. And now the Burke segment, Pion.
I guess we have. Thank you very much. We might have time to work this in here. I did this test the other day on my own, and I thought, we'll see how it goes here. If it doesn't go over that well, we'll shut it down.
Okay.
But it's a tone-deaf test.
Ooh.
And essentially, it's going to play two sets of a series of tones.
Okay.
And you have to just say if they're the same or different.
Okay.
So you want to just start off, and we'll just go from there.
Sure.
All right. Here's the first one. That's the first one.
Okay. I think they're different.
They're different.
All right.
Dan's a musician, you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the next one.
Those are different.
Different?
Now, hold on. Were there two?
Yes. And I don't think I can replay. I don't think I can replay.
Well, you played three things.
You played four. You just heard. You were saying.
That was shorter, that last one.
Yeah. We'll just skip that one because I think we talked about
it. All right. So do this. Play one and go, this is number one. This is number two.
All right. Now, this is going to be number one.
Okay. No, different.
Yeah, I can tell
that. Now, you didn't say one and two. That could have been an extension of the first one.
All right, I got you.
But they were different.
So,
Dan, do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, I would
agree. Let Dan go first. He's a musician.
All right, this is the next one. That's one.
That's the same.
Different.
Oh, now what do we pick here? We need a...
Well, I think they're different. Which is it?
I don't know till the end of the test. Yeah, you won't know.
You'll be kidding me. You know the answer.
No, I don't know till it's over. That's why I said we'll have to see how this goes.
Oh, boy.
Okay. We'll go with, Dan's a musician. We'll say same on that one. We'll see. Good. That's one.
Different.
I heard that one.
Yeah, different.
Different. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go.
Let Dan go first. Yeah.
I would say the same.
I would say the same.
All right.
Wow, I think that's different.
Different.
All right.
You forgot to say one and two again.
Sorry. One. Two.
That's different.
Different.
All right, next one.
Two. Oh, man. I'd almost like that one played back. I'll say the same.
Same.
All right, next one. Two.
Different.
Same.
All right, next one.
Different.
All right.
Is there an end to this?
Yeah, see, that's why I don't know if we're having enough time.
Well, how many of these are there?
There's
80.
15 more.
80. 15 more?
Yeah,
same.
Well, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go back now and do a couple, and then you tell me, how do you get the answers?
At the end, you pick same or different on each one, and at the end, it tells you the percentage you got right. And I guess it'll show you which ones you chose.
See, I would love to be able to hear them again, and after we've heard them, get the right answer.
Yeah.
See, that's the way they should have laid this out.
Yes.
This was a horrible idea.
Well, thank you.
Would you apologize to people for this?
I prefaced it by saying
it's a little cumbersome.
It may not go over well, and it didn't go over well.
I don't think it went over well at all. I think I'm speaking for a lot of the audience.
I like the whole
only
idea
because it would be better if they put it out there so that you could play the two and then say different or same.
And then you get your answer
right
away.
Then get the answer and play them again to see if you can see it.
Yes.
But they didn't give it to you that way.
There you go. No. Yeah.
All right, bad idea.
All right.
Peon, everybody. How about that?
So it's their fault, though. It's the people's fault.
Well, it's his fault for not realizing how bad it was. Did you have
better anything? Just as one person taking the test online. No, that was it.
Where can we go take this test?
I can put that on the Facebook page.
Do, because I would like to take the test.
Yeah. Later on, just by your... Yeah, and it kind of helps to have a definitive answer, too.
Instead
you have
of two
somebody,
people.
Right.
And I didn't want to exclude Dan, because he's a musician.
You're right.
You said... Frank, would you do this? You flat out excluded him.
Well,
if
that's
I
why.
Because
I knew it kind of you couldn't go with more.
You know
than
what?
One
I think the reason you left out Dan because he's so brilliant musically.
Right, he would get 100%.
There's no
yeah,
challenge.
There's no point.
That's why you did it.
Yes,
I know why you did it.
I'm right.
Do you
here.
Have anything else?
No.
All right. Put down on our Facebook. .com/AM and the PM. How long before it'll be up there?
In about. 30 seconds.
Well, come on. Can't you work faster than that?
No, I'm trying.
30 seconds will be up. And, folks, you can take it. I'm going to take it. Did you have anything else?
No.
Dan, did you have anything?
No, I didn't have anything.
All right, let's close this. One of the greatest Burke segments. But here's what good came out of it. I actually am anxious to take that. When those things pop up, I take IQ tests, I take math tests, as long as they're fairly brief, because I am curious to see. You know, that junk where they go, six guys start walking 30 miles to the... I want to see how stupid I am. So I do take that. I'll take this thing. All right, that's the end of the Burke segment. A little business and a news break, and then what do you know, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be here to talk to you about your pets. American Equity Mortgage. Any pet, by the way. Even those weird exotic things that few people have. He's probably worked on them. American Equity Mortgage is the advertiser that's been with us longer than any other. I talked to somebody just this morning on the phone about advertising, and I said that I think the average advertiser here has been on about 8 years. That's the average. That's unheard of in this industry, and other people at other stations would kill for that kind of loyalty. But it goes both ways. They are loyal to the show because you folks are loyal to them. It's the only way it can work. So when you're in the market for a home, you're going to need somebody to carry the mortgage. And sometimes the realtor will recommend a mortgage company. Don't fall for that. Because if you think for a minute that there's sometimes not a little something going on where the realtor goes, hey, I'll give you the mortgage business if you don't think that doesn't happen. I'm telling you, you go to American Equity Mortgage. You tell the realtor that's where you want to go, and you work with them because they've done this for a long time. And I don't care what your credit situation is. They've seen worse. If anybody can make it happen, they'll make it happen. And they work in a very timely fashion. They have a lot of experience doing this. Well, over 23 years. That's how long they've been with us. So do yourself a favor and us a favor and consider that. If, like all our advertisers, if you meet with them and don't like them, then go somewhere else. I don't think that's going to be a problem. And please remember, too, if you are a homeowner, even if the mortgage is not with them, they will show you how easy it is to get out of bad debt like credit card debt and turn it into smart debt, which is debt with a really low interest rate. One of the great perks of being a homeowner. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999 American Equity Mortgage. Meet me.
Let's get a real quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wyatt.
Looks like we have an incident on southbound 55 before Highway 141 causing a little slow up back through Merrimack Bottom. And then we have eastbound 40 that's slowing now from Timberlake Manor up through Mason. And this report brought to you by Dave Sinclair Ford. They will host free prostate screenings with SSM Health for men 50 to 69 with no history of prostate cancer. That's September 22nd from 4 to 7. Get screened and get pizza from Papa John's. From the I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center. Get it right.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dub.